sometimes wonder. $10,000 Deutschmarks to hand me over. Oh, you sometimes wonder, and you sometimes wonder. You can make a living sometimes wondering.
We'll be right back. You're listening to The Final Straw on Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. The Final Straw is also available at KXCF, Marshall, California. I'm your host, Bruce the Goodness, and The Final Straw is brought to you by Firestorm Books and Cafe, a worker-owned cooperative here in Asheville at 48 Commerce Street, featuring all-organic coffee and milks, handmade baked goods, vegan sandwiches, alternative literature, and community events. You can find their calendar at www.firestormcafe.com. We just heard Ulrike by Chumbawamba off of the album Slap. The song is about Ulrike Meinhof, member of the Red Army Fraction out of West Germany during the 1970s and through the 1980s. Meinhof was found 4 years after her 1972 arrest and most of the way through her trial, hanged to death in her cell in 1976. Check out the movie The Bader-Meinhof Complex for a good telling of the group's story. This week I found myself mentioning the band Chumbawamba in conversation with a close friend and associate. The friend snickered at the reference and, when questioned, responded that they didn't think I'd seriously referred to the band as a political or punk band. On reflection, most of my life I've taken the same position. The only thing that most folks know about the band Chumbawamba is the 1997 single Tub Thumping off of their album Tub Thumper. A silly, irreverent song about getting drunk and telling stories, the title refers to a politician gone stumping for votes. But after a friend who grew up in the anarcho-punk of the late 80s and early 90s gave me a tape of the album Nevermind the Ballots, I started to research on my own. The band's been recording since 1983 in its various incarnations. Basically, two of the original members remain in the lineup out of the 11 total members. The band has changed its style greatly over the years, from angry lo-fi punk rants of its early 1980s releases to its more melodic years in the mid and late 80s on Sky and Tree and Agitprop Records. Around 1990, the band started becoming a bit more electronic and developed into more of a dance and pop-influenced punk. As the new millennium dawned, the band began to release albums more mellowed with age, in some cases centuries of age. Chumbawamba was exploring folk music with their releases of English Rebel songs, 1381 to 1984, and a Sing Song and a Scrape. Their last release was in 2010, called ABCDEFG. They've done records to benefit and advertise the struggles of striking miners in the UK, which the Thatcher government crushed with police action in the early 80s, the Animal Liberation Front, Mumia Abu-Jamal by participating in a compilation and also by chanting for his freedom during their set on The David Letterman Show, the Revolutionary Association of Women of Afghanistan, and Books to Prisoner campaigns, and many, many more projects. Chumbawamba has made albums with Negative Land, called the ABCs of Anarchism, with The X, together forming the group Antidote, has been remixed by The Flaming Lips, and produced a soundtrack to the Alex Cox film The Revengers Tragedy. Their next upcoming release, hopefully, will be In Memoriam Margaret Thatcher, which is listed as available for pre-order on their website, and will be shipped, quote, on the day that Milk Snatcher waves a less than fond farewell. So this hour will feature some of my favorite Chumbawamba tracks from over the years, what's inspired me and my comrades. I feel it'll provide a good taste of the band's range and how they've evolved over the years. I hope you enjoy. Next up is Tearing Up the Zoo, off of the album The ALF is Watching.
Don't be jealous. lonely policeman walking the BBC 49 alone on the street, wishes he was home and in bed, not on the streets with a tit on his head. See the piggy shedding a
fish face, come here. What do you think you're doing? Come here. Why do you think you're going dressed like that? What would your mum and dad say if you're coming dressed out like that?
A sleepy dream, she's a fighter of crime.
Torch. Next time you'll get a face full of it. And don't take Mickey out of me just because I stammer. You cheeky young monkey. It's people like you that give this place a bad name. You're a disgrace to the flaming time. Get up against that wall. Sarge, we need help here.
PC 49 station.
Get up against that flaming wall. You young bugger.
Stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop now, what's that sound?
I'm on the time bomb. breaking outside my window.
Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 drags my senses into the sunlight, for there are things that I must do.
Wish me luck now, I have to leave you.
Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 with my friends now, up to the city. We're gonna shake the gates of hell.
And I will tell them, we will tell them.
Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 that our sunlight is not for franchise, and wish the bastards drop down dead.
Next time you see me, I may be smiling.
Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, 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 I'll be in prison or on the TV. I'll say the sunlight dragged me here. Questa mattina mi son svegliato. Oh, Bella Chow, Bella Chow, Bella Chow.
Welcome back to The Final Straw here on Asheville Free Media, AshevilleFM.org. I'm your host, Bruce the Goodness. You just heard Chumbawamba off of the comp, The ALF is Watching, with the song Tear Up the Zoo. After that was Lonely Policeman by Chimp Eats Banana, an early incarnation of Chumbawamba off of their album Cardboard Box. That was followed by Time Bomb off of the album Anarchy, and finally Bella Chow off of the album A Sing Song and a Scrap, which was their variation on the classic Italian partisan song by the same title. Next we'll be hearing Knit Your Own Balaclava off of the comp Mindless Slaughter.
One of them was surprised when he got kicked. I mean, I just dissolved into fits of giggles, really, and this bloke got hit by a horse. and his immediate reaction was to go in front of the horse. And this is somebody who is supposed to be demonstrating, somebody who is supposed to be demonstrating about cruelty to animals, the same way that at hunts quite often the hunt saboteurs attack the hounds. It leaves me cold. And now we have seen these moronic specimens of human life breaking into a laboratory, first of all the three laboratory rabbits which could not survive outside at all, and then they go and spray them with hair dye. Whether or not they've blinded them, I don't know. They may well have done, but the whole thing is farcical. A bunch of cretinous wallies who have done this without thinking what they're doing and have brought great suffering to animals who have never known anything other than the laboratory. I don't think they realise exactly what they're doing, quite frankly. Yeah. And I think when they catch them, as the police will catch one or two of them, right?
Yeah.
And when they stick them away for 10 years, as I'm sure they will get a very stiff sentence. I hope it's over 10 years. You know, nobody wants to see something. And a lot of these people haven't a clue. They pick on things like fox hunting because they don't understand it. They pick on things like animal experimentation because they don't understand it. And they are very good at talking. They're some very good talkers amongst them, except they tend to go off their rockers a little bit in debate. And one of the things, you know, they did the other day, which really annoyed me, is they liberated. They're very keen on liberating animals from laboratories.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I these people are very, very misguided, but I don't have any sympathy for them anymore. I mean, I just want to see them locked away. I don't care who they are, what they are, or where they are. I want to see them locked away for a long, long time. And if you have any feelings on that, you might like to ring me. Leeds 455-362-0532 if you're outside here. Yes, Mark.
Okay.
Hi. We did that the other night.
I know, but I want my thing up and on. The radio broke down.
Yeah, right, go on.
Well, I know what I would do. I would...
You thought this all up on your own, did you?
Yeah.
Huh? Good.
I would just dive outside, get in the car, right? And I would come down to radio air as fast as I could.
Mm-hmm.
I would break the door down.
Mm-hmm.
Get into the studio.
Mm.
Bring the shotgun with me.
Mm-hmm.
Put it to your head.
Mm.
And I will blow your brains out.
If our music makes you happy, we're content, it has failed. If our music entertains, but doesn't inspire, it has failed. The music's not a threat. Action, the music inspires, can be a threat.
Six in the morning, don't want to wake. Sun laying low and the world sleeping late. Hate like the river runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Thank you. from seven, the week's hardly mine. The alarm clock's gone over to enemy lines. I waste my time working for cowards and creeps. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. At my window, singing the dawn. By the time that I'm home, all this day will be gone. Spend my life sowing what others will reap. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to sleep. Rain strikes the window, heralds the day. Rain, won't you wash these 8 hours away? Rain feeds the river, runs heavy and deep. Oh, I wish that they'd sack me and leave me to stay.
No more chant your all rhymes about Bull Robin Hood, his feats I do little admire. I'll sing the achievements of General Ludd, now the hero of Nottinghamshire. Brave Ludd was to measure of violence unused, till his sufferings became so severe, that at last to defend his own interests he roused, and for the great fight did prepare. The guilty may fear, but no vengeance he aims at the honest man's life or estate. His wrath is entirely confined to white frames, and to those that all prices obey. Those engines of mischief were sentenced to die by unanimous vote of the trade. And Ludd, who can all opposition defy, was the grand executioner made. And when in the work he destruction employs, himself to no method confined,
By fire and by water he gets them destroyed, for the elements aid his designs. Whether guarded by soldiers along the highway, or closely secured in a room, he shivers them up by night and by day, and nothing can soften their doom. He may censure great Lud's disrespect for the laws, who never for a moment reflects that foul imposition alone was the cause which produced these unhappy effects. Let the haughty, the humble no longer oppress, then shall Lud sheathe his conquering sword. His grievances instantly meet with redress, then peace shall be quickly restored. Let the wise and the great lend their aid and advice, nor e'er their assistance withdraw, till full-fashioned work at the old-fashioned price is established by custom and law. Then the trade, when this arduous contest is all, shall raise in full splendor its head, and culting and cutting and squaring no more shall deprive honest workers of bread.
You're listening to The Final Straw on Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. We started out that set with Knit Your Own Balaclava from the comp Mindless Slaughter. After that, we heard Total Control from Nevermind the Ballots album, found by me on the collection of Chumbawamba singles from 1982 to 1987. That was followed by the song Work, found on the compilation Happy Despite It All, Chumbawamba Demos of 1982 to 1983. We also heard the song I Wish They'd Sack Me, off of the album The Boy Bands Have Won. And that last track was The Triumph of General Lud, from English Rebel Songs, 1381 to 1914. And that song referenced Ned Lud, who helped to organize a rebellion of factory workers during the beginning of the Industrial Revolution against industrialism and technology. Next up, we'll hear Obscene off of the comp Happy Despite It All. This is Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. This is The Final Straw, and you're listening to an hour of Chumbawamba.
Mr. President, none of us has a right, contingent or otherwise, to uphold the law that suits us and to break the one that doesn't.
Thank you. papers say
I'm coming out.
I'll dress up in drag. But I remember the words.
I'll dress
up in drag.
Inside a Gucci,
in a Gucci body bag.
Karl Marx never made the squad.
There's entertainment, there's politics, there's popular culture, there's dialectics. Never let 20 on me, but never let 20 on me. I'm Mick Bobby getting by the four twice, worse than the middle for the ball with the back of the net. We never thought about it all, grip to back. We never spent an afternoon watching this ball.
Rebellion, buy it, a bit more product to keep us quiet.
The first track in that set was Obscene from the compilation Happy Despite It All singles from 1982 to 1987. After that, we heard I'm Coming Out from the album WYSWYG. The next was Karl Marx Never Made the Squad by Sportskistra from the album 101 Songs About Sport. That last track was Rock and Rules from the album Another Year of the Same Old Ish, 1984. Last up, we're going to listen to Give the Anarchist a Cigarette from Anarchy and I Never Gave Up from the live album Never Do What You're Told. If you're like me, you'll be phoning up Miss Thatcher after the show to speed up the release of the too long-awaited Chumbawamba release In Memoriam Margaret Thatcher. You've been listening to The Final Straw on Asheville Free Media, ashevillefm.org. I'm your host, Bursa Goodness, and The Final Straw is brought to you by Firestorm Books and Cafe, a worker-owned cooperative here in Asheville at 48 Commerce Street, featuring all organic coffee and milks, handmade baked goods, vegan sandwiches, alternative literature, and community events. You can find their calendar at www.firestormcafe.com. Have a great week. The Final Straw is also available at KXCF Marshall, California.
But he just forgets. He's gonna choke on his harmonica outputs.
Fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. Every fire needs a little bit of help. Nothing ever burns down by itself. La 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 la.